I'm Dan Clough's dad. Two of the 11 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. are in Illinois, and state officials say an additional 40 people are now under investigation. Christine Herman has more.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike leads Illinois' Department of Public Health. Speaking on the 21st show, she says her agency is working with local public health departments and medical providers across the state to contain and limit the spread of the coronavirus. Dr. Ezike says IDPH is also working with the CDC to get permission to conduct preliminary coronavirus testing in state.
With that capability, we can process these tests even further, which will allow us to confirm or deny actual coronavirus infection.
But Dr. Ezike reiterates that the risk of coronavirus for Illinois residents is very low, and that the bigger concern right now is the seasonal flu, which kills tens of thousands of people in the U.S. every year. I'm Christine Herman.
A high score on the SAT or ACT is no longer required for admission to more than a dozen four-year colleges and universities in Illinois. As of last week, that includes Northern Illinois University, which will now accept a high school GPA of 3.0. Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, Western Illinois University, and many private colleges already have similar policies. Bob Schaefer is executive director of the National Center for Fair and Open Testing. He says making tests optional for admission is a growing trend.
Positive results include more applicants, better qualified applicants in terms of academic preparation, grades and rigor of courses, and more diverse applicants of all sorts.
The first Illinois school to adopt this policy was Knox College in Galesburg in 2005. The University of Chicago, DePaul, and Lake Forest also have test optional policies. A state senator from the Quad Cities is trying to eliminate Illinois' FOID card. Neil Anderson introduced a bill because he thinks the FOID card is unnecessary and a costly burden for the Illinois State Police. Getting a FOID card requires a background check by the state police. Then when someone tries to buy a gun, they're subject to a federal background check. Senator Anderson is also unhappy the cost of a FOID card may go from the current $11 for 10 years to $50 for 5 years. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. While the focus may be on Iowa this week, you can cast your ballot for Illinois' March primary starting later this week. It'll be at either specified early voting locations or your local county clerk's office. Illinois State Board of Elections spokesperson Matt Dietrich says many people opt to get that voting done ahead of time.
Early voting has gotten more popular ever since it began. It seems to grow every year, and the real reason is convenience. You can vote at your own, on the day that you select, at the time that you select, and you can avoid the lines that can sometimes occur on election day.
To find your polling place or register to vote, you can go to elections.il.us. Illinoisans may help decide the state's coolest product. Steph Whiteside has more.
The Illinois Manufacturers Association is launching the bracket-style competition to draw attention to the manufacturing sector of the economy. Nominations start today, and any product made in Illinois qualifies, even if the company does not have headquarters in the state. IMA President Mark Densler says the state offers a diversity of products.
Something as complex as a flight simulator or as simple as a hammer and nail used in construction.
Manufacturing employs over 590,000 people in Illinois and is facing a worker shortage and skills gap as older workers retire. Voting starts on February 26th and a winner will be announced on April 1st. More information can be found at makersmadnessil.com. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.